To run a growing business is to be on a journey. And along the ride, you'll have many questions, challenges, and a few surprises. But wherever you are on your journey, your Dell Technologies advisor is here for you with the right tech solutions so you can stop at nothing for your customers.
This podcast is brought to you by Money Control in association with Dell Technologies. For remote business solutions, contact a Dell Technologies advisor today at www.dell.co.in/work or call 1-800-425-4001. Movement of goods across countries forms the backbone of international trade. Indian small and medium businesses account for about half of India's merchandise exports. This underlines the significance of the estimated 60 million micro, small and medium enterprises, or MSMEs, in India's trade universe. In the rapidly changing business conditions, preparing for their integration into the global supply chain has become a key priority. Keeping the nose ahead on the high seas of global merchandise, trade will need a systematic and collaborative approach, inclusive of policy enablement, capacity building, and private sector partnership, all involving technological solutions at unprecedented scale. Digital adoption will be at the core of this approach. The pandemic has served as a catalyst for Indian small businesses to digitally gain exposure to global markets that has also added a new benchmark for MSMEs based on quality, offering them an opportunity to embrace innovations and global best practices. This, in turn, has also become an important stepping stone in fulfilling the government's vision of transforming India into a manufacturing hub. This special podcast series, Small, Beautiful and Strong, brought to you by Money Control in association with Dell Technologies, will dive deep into the pandemic's impact on India's SMBs and how they have reorganized and adapted to the changed conditions through technological innovation and other improvements. This episode, Tech for Trade, examines how small businesses have adopted newer technologies and practices to tide over the rough seas. This is what Arvind Sharma, partner Shardul Amarchand Mangaldas and Company, said.
What we plan to achieve in terms of export earnings is not something which will come in its natural process, but it will need a systematic and collaborative approach, an inclusive policy enablement, capacity building in private sector partnerships, all involving solutions at unprecedented scale. Digital adoption will be at the core of this approach, and there will be a lot of learning in this process when we are participating in the global market, and we will have to adopt and use all these learnings in a very innovative and creative fashion so that we lay down a path for extensive and planned growth in the export markets.
Technology has turned out to be an enabler to hasten processes and make doing businesses easier. According to a recent survey-based report, 31% of SMB respondents in India implemented a customer relationship management or CRM solution last year. Top considerations for new tech evaluation among SMB respondents in India are ease of use, trustworthiness of the vendor, and impact on customer experience. Digital forward SMBs are better equipped to handle market volatility. Even during the pandemic, SMBs are continuing to adopt new technology, with at least one in five such respondents reporting they have implemented at least one of the following technology solutions in the last 6 months: email marketing software, customer service software, project task collaboration tools, or e-commerce software.
The past 15 months have thrown up significant challenges to the small and medium business segment in India. And at the same time, it also provided opportunities for organizations to be innovative, class leading, and therefore also explore new opportunities in the marketplace. Many of them therefore adopted digitization and digitalization initiatives much more in a significant manner than what they had done throughout their journey in the past. The digitization and digitalization initiatives of these companies have resulted in substantial benefits for them. First and most important that I see is in the personalization of their portfolio and therefore their ability to have a more customized offering to the marketplace. Now, the second has been service levels. With new models emerging, especially in the regional construct, companies have been able to provide service levels that others are not able to do. And the third is also therefore have a significant confidence in their own abilities as to what they can do in the future. Therefore, with these in context, the opportunities that emerge for these companies are in the areas of going beyond India into the exports market.
That was P.S. Ishwaran, partner and leader for supply chain at Deloitte India. MSMEs are being encouraged to market their products through the government e-marketplace. The GEM is the National Public Procurement Portal for an online end-to-end marketplace for open, efficient and transparent procurement of goods and services by central and state government organizations. The pace of technology-based production activities among MSMEs has gone up, as also the investment in research and development or R&D activities. This has helped smoothen out bottlenecks, making such enterprises become globally more competent. MSMEs are also increasingly looking to acquire globally available technology to enhance their product quality. Digital technologies are reshaping the way SMBs get work done. Cloud computing, artificial intelligence, and machine learning, the Internet of Things, analytics, robotics, augmented reality, and virtual reality are quickly emerging as the go-to tools among Indian SMBs to get more agile, efficient, and quality conscious. Many processes that were done manually are moving towards machine-driven solutions. This is now increasingly deployed in core manufacturing activities as well. For instance, many Indian SMBs, particularly those exporting manufactured products, are now deploying robotic and semi-robotic solutions on their factory floors. Goods that were collected by people to move from one output process to another during its production journey on the factory floor are now being increasingly done through machines. This has helped save time. More importantly, such innovations are yielding cost savings. An 8-hour shift is now producing more goods than earlier as processes have speeded. This quicker turnaround time and reduced costs have helped SMBs stay competitive in global trade.
The pandemic has also shifted focus to India as an alternate to a few other countries for import of goods and services from India. And the government is realizing this as an opportunity, and various policy initiatives are being taken to bring down multinational companies and global leaders to set up or expand bases in India. Several policy relaxations, like for instance in the IT and ITES sector, are being made to match pace with the global requirements. And all those concerns which multinational companies or global players had in terms of sourcing goods or services from India are being addressed in a gradual manner. But yes, there is positive progress in this direction, but there's still a long way to go.
Technology, digitization, and innovation are aiding SMBs transit to new and changed conditions. Agility and speed in decision making are critical for businesses to flourish. Technology and digitization is a powerful lever for this, by enabling businesses to stay connected with customers, employees, and partners on a real-time basis. MSMEs are now developing an IT roadmap and digital blueprint across 1 year, 3 year, and 5 year time spans to ensure technology decisions amid growing acknowledgement that it is imperative to let business priorities drive technology decisions. These enterprises are now not afraid to assess cutting-edge technologies like artificial intelligence, machine learning, and augmented or virtual reality. Technology and digitization enables such processes seamlessly, efficiently, and importantly, in a cheaper way.
To run a growing business is to be on a journey, and along the ride, you'll have many questions, challenges, and a few surprises. But wherever you are on your journey, your Dell Technologies advisor is here for you with the right tech solutions so you can stop at nothing for your customers.
This podcast was brought to you by Money Control in association with Dell Technologies. For remote business solutions, contact a Dell Technologies advisor today at www.dell.co.in/work or call 1-800-425-4001.